All right, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Daily Today, the second half. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and Jimmy Nis is right here with me right now.
Morning, everybody. Good morning.
You can join us live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also leave us your thoughts on Twitter, making use of the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. We're looking at some stories right now from the Vanguard this morning. Why court sacked Governor Umahi, deputy, and 16 lawmakers? Let me read to you some writers. Orders INEC to conduct another election within 90 days to fill vacancies. Ask lawmakers to refund money earned from the date of defection. I'm still governor of Ebonyi State, says Umahi. Petitions NJC over judge. Alleged judgment was purchased. PDP nominates Igwariwe and Udogu as governor and deputy. Charges INEC to issue them certificates of return.
Thank you very much. Well, this is one practice we need a clear direction on. And we need to change our attitude. Okay, so what happened? The governor defected, right? Defected from, I think, from the PDP
to the APC.
And it is the view of the court that the judge said specifically the votes that they garnered belong to the PDP and not to the APC that he has gone to, and therefore he has no right to sit down there as governor. Okay? I thought that the governor should have thought this out very well before he defected. But so, okay, now the court has given judgment. In the first instance, I don't like the reaction of the governor. You know, we have this bad habit. When things don't go our way, then we have this supreme attitude. I am still the governor. You know, if you want to go and appeal, just say quietly, why can't we be polite? Just say, I have seen the judgment, and I am going to appeal.
Yeah.
Rather, you put up some bravado, and you don't stop there. You say it is a bought judgment. You know, you give an insinuation that the judgment was bought, and I keep wondering. One of these days, I hope it won't get to a point where we start throwing bricks and stones at our judges just because we don't like what they have said. In any case, the judge has said both him and the members of the House of Assembly who defected, they should hand over those votes belong to the PDP. There is a bit of logic in it. If you look at some of the, I don't know much about Ebonyi politics, but in Lagos, for example, very few candidates can claim that they were the ones that people actually voted for. We didn't even know them.
Yeah, it was a party.
It's a party. We don't even know them. It's a party. If Sanwo-Olu decides to defect tomorrow, then he has to leave. He has to vacate that place. But don't let's localize it. Let's just look at the facts. Justice Inyang Ekwo held that the total number of 343,000 votes Umahi secured during the governorship election belong to the PDP and same cannot be legally transferred to the APC. And he says, according to the court, having defected to the APC, both Umahi, his deputy, and the members of the House Assembly not only jettisoned the PDP, but also the votes that belong to it. So he said, of course, that they have to leave. Okay? And he says here, he gives all his reasons. I don't want to go through all that, but he says they cannot remain in office of governor and deputy governor, respectively, after their defection, without the plaintiff, that is the PDP, that the electorate voted for. On the other hand, the defendant, APC, was not the party elected by the electorate in the election. And he goes on to say the constitution is put in jeopardy where the will of electorates, when they voted for a political party, can be brazenly mechanized by candidates without consequence. I remember Candy Johnson make a point like this in an interview about 2-3 years ago, and it wasn't lost on me. That all said and done, it is sad that when the electorate have decided something, we now use some kind of legalese to decide otherwise. If we were to go by the judge's logic, I suspect that the Ebonyi State would be a PDP stronghold. So the PDP would have, of course, have voted for. But So the personae, the citizens must have voted massively for the PDP. That is almost common knowledge. Now, they found themselves with strange bedfellows. That's technically what it is. But we will see how it goes. Of course, he says he's going to appeal. We will watch that development. But I would love to see a Supreme Court judgment on this once and for all, you know, that will put paid. And we'd like to beg our politicians to please show maturity in this, in cases like this, rather than heat up the environment.
So what he was riding on is that there had been just over a week ago, there was an high court ruling in Abakali Ikebonyi State that said that you cannot, number one, in fact, the PDP was meant to pay him some money, because the court said they had, number one, no right, no basis to bring a sitting governor to court. Remember, they have immunity, number one. Number two, that there is nothing in the constitution that says that defection is a ground for removal from office. That was a ruling over a week ago. Now, this new ruling, I remember this is one of the amendments the lawmakers are looking at in the constitution. They want to put in the constitution clearly now that if you defect, you lose your seat. But as of now, I doubt, maybe lawyers can tell us, I doubt that there's anything that clearly says that if you defect, you also lose your seat. Well, so there are two conflicting orders.
I'm not a lawyer. And I make no pretenses about it, and really legal things I don't quite understand, but I'm a bit worried about the logic that says that if I contest with somebody and he becomes governor, he has immunity and I cannot go to court to secure judgment to sit in that same position. I think that immunity has to do with maybe criminal prosecution and civil suits, you know, attached to the office and attached to him. I don't think it has to do with challenging the man's position. I don't know. Our judiciary is in a bit of disarray. We can't run away from that. And that, of course, you know, is predicated on even the manner in which we appoint judges these days anyway. We no longer have the justice putters of this world, you know, who would come up with something. There's all kinds of antics and tricks and whatever that sometimes put some of us who are not lawyers and look up to the legal profession as a noble profession, sometimes begin to have our doubts. But let's see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll be here watching.
Yeah. It's a development. Yeah.
And it will be a landmark judgment, because a lot of governors have gone back and forth. Maybe those parties would then, on this premise, sue them. Now, let's see this next story. It's the BRT story, the unfortunate death of Bamishe. Family of lady killed after boarding BRT demands justice. Friends, sympathizers urge justice for slain Bamishe as military and police storm Gani Fawemi Park. That's it. Yeah, those are the riders to that story.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Stop planned youth protest. I think there was a planned protest. The military and police stormed the park to stop the protest. So Wolu Talk Stuff says justice would be served.
I don't know. There's so much mystery about this lady's death, about the manner in which, you know, this whole thing went. And so many questions to be asked. I think we probably need a 1 hour session to look at the various issues that have come out of this. But the family gave an account yesterday. They addressed journalists somewhere on Adeniyi Jones Ikeja yesterday, and they lamented, and I'm quoting the newspaper, they lamented the complicity. The family believes there's complicity of the Nigerian police and the Lagos Bus Services Limited, LBSL, in the matter. They also said that Bamishe's elder sister, who is an expectant mother, is currently hospitalized due to the trauma she suffered from information got to her. The family narrates here that the ordeal they went through in searching for their loved one before her decomposing body was discovered. James said the incident was first reported at Akinpelu Police Station, Maroko and Ikeja. Unfortunately for them, they were tossed up and down. They claim they were tossed up and down. They give her history, how she graduated and so on and so forth, and that she engaged We know that for a fact. She engaged in a live conversation with two of her friends after boarding the bus on February 26th. And they believe that the case would have been swept under the carpet. The family say that details available to them revealed that she boarded the bus on Saturday. But when her whereabouts were uncertain, they went to Akikwelu police station, but were told that the incident did not fall under the jurisdiction, and they were then referred to Morocco. Unfortunately, we were left to our fate at Morocco, and we headed to Area F, Ikeja police station, in search of our missing sister. Intensified efforts in search of our sister on Sunday by going to LBL Yard in the Lukweju Oyinbo Ambiriati Terminal, where the bus was identified as bus code 257. But the driver, Nice Andrew, was nowhere to be found. And the family claimed that, to their surprise, the LSBL management did not show any sign of seriousness that one of its passengers was missing. You need to get the Vanguard to read the full story, the full account of what the family has gone through so far. A lot of inconsistency, a lot of things that are, you know, difficult to explain. Then somehow, I'm still, Wemimo, yes, educate me, because you are more thorough with things like this than I am. What the story that the driver keeps saying, first of all, the driver surfaced. Was he arrested?
He was arrested.
He was arrested, yeah. Fair enough. And it was said that he gave his first account on the government handle. Is that right?
On the government?
Twitter handle of the commissioner.
No, he was paraded before the press.
Before the press.
Yeah, so he spoke to the press.
But some people are saying that the commissioner also gave out his story on his Twitter handle. Anyway,
His own version.
But let's see how that goes. I don't understand that. Whatever, but it's embarrassing that as we speak, the commissioner of police, under whose responsibility, remember that it doesn't fall directly under the governor, because in any case, this boss, I'm made to understand, is not a government boss; it's a franchise boss.
Yes.
So the bus technically belongs to the company called LSBL or something like that. Okay? So the commissioner of police should by now have been able to string something together.
Absolutely.
And give us at least a first account of what could have taken place. And that hasn't happened. So it was also said that the bus was followed by an SUV. Was followed by an SUV. Where is the SUV? Who are the people in it? And so on and so forth. All said and done, the family is demanding justice. And they say, we have forensic evidence to back our testimony and that all arrested persons should be tried in a competent court as soon as possible.
Unfortunately, the poor lady, you know, is gone. And again, her story just brings to mind, you begin to wonder how many people have disappeared. I mean, their family would just say, we don't know where they've been. And you don't know what has happened to them.
Don't forget that what brought this to the fore was the chat that she had.
That she was smart. Yes. Yeah, she was smart.
She was smart. She sensed something.
And she took pictures. That's why we could even know who the driver was, because she got the number of the bus.
Yes.
She did a video showing this is the number of the bus.
Hmm.
Sent in quick succession to her friend.
To her friends.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness. Such a sad story.
I hope by now the governor or somebody would have visited the family. I hope that has happened. If the governor hasn't gone, I hope the deputy has gone. As we speak. I hope that has happened, because this is not what you would call an ordinary case. Even though the bus belongs to the franchisee, is that the right word? Even though the bus belongs to the franchisee, excuse my grammar in case it's wrong, the government still has some form of liability. The governor was to explain yesterday that some of the buses, the ones that are imported, have cameras, the ones that are locally made do not have. I think that is negligence on the part of the government, you know. Whether buses are imported or, you know, locally, the responsibility of the government to make them safe And absolutely, therefore, that is no excuse. What the governor said yesterday is no excuse. We will still hold them slightly liable for that, you know, for that. It should be standard. You see, what you should have is, we've always said you should have a standard policy. All buses should have cameras, period, whether they're locally made or they're imported. So we will not take that excuse from government. And in that regard, hold them slightly responsible. It's left for the family's lawyer to decide what to do.
Ebuolu Adegboruwa, he was also in the news accusing the Lagos State government of being...
I think it was in his, something that I heard, he was saying that some commissioner's handle was used to...
What he was saying here is that there was an initial video immediately after the arrest of the driver.
Exactly.
Where, according to this report, there's this report in the cable now I'm reading for, it says a video of his initial arrest showed that the driver confessed to having carnal knowledge of the disease in a very remorseful fashion. He was dressed in shabby and disheveled attire, truly reflecting his fugitive status as at the time of his arrest. Who then packed in the later video, the video that we saw, so apparently there had been an initial video. Mm. You know, he was dressed in it. It says now, who then packaged a crime suspect to turn out clean-shaven, dressed in specially designed Lagos government outfit, and now well-tutored to claim innocence to set up this cock and bull story.
I think that the governor, if I were him, I'd set up a 3-man panel internally to look into this and get all the facts out. Because apparently the police are pussyfooting. If I were him, that's what I'd do. Set up a 3-man panel, probably headed by the Attorney General or whatever, or his head of security, whatever it is, to unravel so that you can come out with one story for the public. All these disjointed things here and there, it would be nice if they... You can't hide under this, though. And I think that is, you know, I need to alert the politicians to the feeling in the public that usually we have more ritual killings when an election is near than hitherto.
I'm sure they know.
So we need to be careful that the insinuations do not go beyond what we're saying here now. And that's why the governor needs to buck up and come out with something definite.
Well, I'm looking at both videos. That is very true. He changed clothes. Okay, let's move on and see another story.
No, this is a story.
Okay. There's a picture here of Elumelu meeting with the British Prime Minister.
Okay. I didn't want his name mentioned. I don't want to embarrass the poor guy, but well, that's it. There's a Elumelu, apparently, now that the name has been mentioned, actually met the Prime Minister on Monday. Now, let me tell you something. All my life, I have worked or I have had ties to newspaper. I'm more of a newspaper man than radio. The front page of any newspaper is sacrosanct. When I was director of marketing, we wouldn't even give, for all the money in the world, we wouldn't give out our front page for come adverts, even though they'd be paid for heavily. Some newspapers did, some didn't. Now, an editor of a front page should know that his front page. Therefore, the photograph that you use in your front page must be, one, it must be current, and usually it must be an action picture, something that tells a very, very current story. Now, Elumelu met the Prime Minister on Monday. The embarrassment I faced this morning, going through 4 newspapers, all of them have the photograph of that meeting, and it is the same photograph that would have been distributed by his PR department. I am surprised that editors fell for this. And this is a wake-up call to editors. I'm being polite because all of us have a fair idea of how these things go. And even when you want to do things like that, you've got to be very, very careful. I am highly embarrassed as a print journalist that this kind of situation, and the publishers should call the editors to question. How did you have the same photograph? Usually for your front page, you use your own photograph, and if you come in, a paper is coming out on Wednesday, the photograph will be something that took place on Tuesday. I didn't want to mention the Lumelu's name in the first instance, but now that it's done, we've made that slip. I also don't know how we glorify the simplest of things. So you had a meeting with the Prime Minister of UK, so what? Must it be in all the newspapers, front page? Even the so-called PR advisors, that you remember this was the same man that had this party, I think, during COVID in December?
Boris Johnson?
No, not Boris Johnson. It was Elumelu, you know, and had all the bands.
Because Boris Johnson too had a party.
Yes, and spread it in all the papers. Elumelu needs to be careful. you are successful, but you have to handle your image well. Put a phone call through to the likes of Atedo Peters. They tell you the way these things work. You know, I'm doing this because I'm particularly touched as a newspaper person. The same photograph, front page of four newspapers. I haven't seen the others. That tells me something. It tells me something, and I don't think it does our industry any good. Neither does it do, because it would appear as if the man is seeking attention. So the person to hold really are those who advise him on public relations. Even if you are going to put this, you could say, can you please put it on the inside? The editor himself should, as a point of principle, have said, no, I can't produce this thing on my front page, but I can put it for you somewhere on the inside pages. You now wake up, you know, vendors are carrying papers, the same photograph. It's not right. It's not right. I wish I could get through to the likes of Shola Odunfa now to ask him. These were former editors that trained me, Sam Amuka, all of them that trained me to say, what is your reaction to this? It's very, very untidy for the press. Going forward, this is a political era. Our editors need to be very, very careful. Even if you did it either as a favor or for money, to put it bluntly, you don't do things like this. It's left to the publishers, you know, if that is the kind of paper they want, fair enough. But really, if I owned any of these papers, I'd be calling my editor in and giving him a serious tongue lashing for this.
They're making money.
It's in the Vanguard, it's in the Nation, it's in the... Where's the other one there? It's in the Telegraph. I don't know if it's in the Punch. We didn't get the Punch this morning. The Punch came in late.
Okay, let me take a few comments from our social media feed. Camille Kalajaye says, other lawyers have pointed out there are Supreme Court judgments and the Amendment Electoral Act proceeds that votes belong to the candidate and not the party. Well, I can't immediately verify that, but Olawale Oladosu says the minister forgot about Bayelsa issue. Was a vote in Bayelsa for PDP 2? No, don't be that simplistic with the matter. Olasukomi Ayuade. Okay.
The circumstances are sure different.
Yeah. Yes. And if, I mean, the party has a right to also take the parties involved to court, right? Olamaskot Oladeji says immunity has nothing to do with challenging the result of election. Oyinlola versus Aregbesola is a case study in Osun. Patrick Ajayi, the Mboyi, voted for PDP and not Umahi, so PDP is the owner of the vote. The back and forth goes on here, and I jump off quickly to Facebook because I'm just going to leave you guys to it. Bolanwa Akinbami says Judge Echo's judgment against Governor Umahi is unconstitutional because a governor can only be removed by impeachment. Actually, that's what the High Court said last week. You know,
yeah, but you see, that's an High Court of equal jurisdiction.
Yeah,
so that's the other judge's opinion.
Exactly.
I don't think I want to delve into this. It's a legal matter. I don't know anything about law. And usually once something like this, law, medicine, sports comes up, I put my hands up. I'm not going to join the argument. Because the way the law operates, especially here, you hear different...
Yeah. In Nigeria, you sleep on one and wake up on another.
You can go judgment shopping.
Yeah.
Some judge in Abaka Liki said this and another judge...
So I think the Supreme Court finally will be the one to determine, you know, where this is.
One of these days, somebody is going to take the Supreme Court to court.
To which court?
I don't know, because there was... Look at the rascality that we have. There was somebody, I remember, who approached the Supreme Court and told the Supreme Court to reverse itself.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of things happen. But you see, at the end of the day... At the end of the day, it always leads to justice being denied. Usually, it is a tactic to waste time. Mm. By the time this Umahi's case is settled completely,
the tenor is over. I mean, the tenor is over. It's just next year, right? Sheyola Oyeleye says, no need traveling with this judgment. The constitution is clear. A judge cannot remove a sitting governor in post-election matters, and this will be thrown out. Well, we're all here watching where this would go. Wala Akibami, however, thinks that the judge is spot on, sacking defected Ebonyi legislature's section 109. Oh yeah, now everybody is zigging up the constitution. I like it. I like it. We have one more minute. Let's talk quickly about this Sani Bello matter. APC soft landing for Buni as Sani Bello consolidate. Yobe governor Akpanu Doidehe eases out. Senate caucus decries uncertainty.
How do you pronounce that name?
wait, when I look at it is when I can say it.
Oh, okay.
I akpanu doidehe.
Akpanu noidehe.
Doidehe. Doidehe.
Whatever.
Hopefully that's the correct pronunciation.
Okay. You see the kind of politics that you run. Listen to this. This is in The Nation. The Nation is an authority on APC matters. And it says here, who are they quoting? They say Buni has been eased out. Okay, he's been given a soft landing. A soft landing is most likely his second term. And he has been eased out. Says Buni won't return to the office and Akpanwunho Dede will quit. They have been given a soft landing. Okay. And that's the source told the Nation yesterday. And the source now said, President Muhammadu Buhari's directive will be fully carried out.
So because
the president, apparently, according to this source, who ordered the, I don't want to call it an illegality, but something we cannot explain legally.
The swap.
That happened yesterday. No wonder the police were deployed in the first instance. I'm just worried why we don't follow laid down rules in the things that we do. But if that's the way the APC wants to conduct itself, so be it. If Nigerians are happy with it, so be it.
Well, that's it. We have to go now. He says good luck to everybody. Jimmy is back at 9 o'clock with Daily Digest. Make sure to join the show. After the news on the hour, Anek will be here. Let's talk about the plans for elections next year. All your questions about PVC and everything. Get them ready at 8 o'clock, right after the news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good morning.
When opportunity knocks, doing answers. It rolls up its sleeves and gets down to business. Doing?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.